I'm here with Chris Mooney, who's the director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. Chris, I always think of the State of the State as an opportunity for the governor to really set out an agenda and set sort of a tone of what he wants to accomplish for the year. And once a year, we have this chance for the governor to do that. What was his big job to do?
Well, I think what Rauner had to do was to tell the Illinoisans why we are in this predicament that we're in right now and why it's worth it to keep up the good fight. The governor has a unique opportunity and an institutional position in, you know, in the sort of our three-branch system to be a single voice of and make a case for what he or she thinks should happen. The legislature doesn't have that opportunity. Yes, you know, the speaker come out, but then the president might come out, and then individual, you know, members come out, and none of them have the gravitas, none of them grab the attention of the voters and of the media that the governor does. So that's really one of the most important informal powers of the governor.
Do you think that happened today?
Absolutely not. That was the biggest surprise of the speech to me. Is that he just, you know, if you would have been in a coma for the last 2 years and woke up and heard this speech, you'd have no idea we were in the biggest crisis since Abraham Lincoln was in the General Assembly, because he did not state that. And it was a tactical error. Basically, I don't understand why he did it.
Yeah, that's a question. What is the motivation for doing this? You have an opportunity to speak directly to voters, to your constituents across the state. Why wait until, in a speech that went for more than half an hour, the last six paragraphs to even mention the word budget?
Right. I think it was a missed opportunity, especially because he didn't do anything differently. I mean, basically, if I'd have been, and again, he's probably lucky that I'm not a speechwriter, but I said, well, why? What's the situation we're in right now? Why are we in this situation? And how are we going to get out of it? Those are the things that people want to know.
And we heard none of that. So Chris, let's talk about what he did mention. And he did, the one news that we got out of it was the agreement that he seems to have reached with Senate President John Cullerton over pension reform. If they've reached a deal, how feasible is it that this will also be something that A, will be passed, and B, the courts will accept?
Well, I think the most important question is what are the courts going to accept? The decision in last May, when they threw out the last pension reform from 2013, really had strong language in it about not diminishing or impairing, as the language is in the Constitution, the earned pension benefits of public employees. And it's hard for me to imagine a reform that's going to provide significant savings to the state that does not impair or diminish earned pension benefits that the courts would accept. So we'll see. But, you know, one thing that did do, though, is it demonstrated some bipartisan work that was toward a significant problem.
One last question for you, Chris. In all of this, I mean, what is your takeaway from this? What stands out for you most? Is it what you said at the beginning, what wasn't said?
Yes. And the fact that after hearing this speech, I haven't learned anything new about how we're going to resolve what seems like an interminable impasse at this point.
So for you, the tone of this, because we've heard some people say, well, this was maybe a tone of more mutual respect. What kind of tone would you describe this as?
Oh, it was definitely respectful, but just because suddenly he's now saying that let's have mutual respect and let's move forward and I'm a happy warrior. You know, he said that before, and so it's nothing new. You know, it's maybe a change from 2 weeks ago, but it doesn't, you know, he was doing this at other times throughout the year too. So, again, I don't see anything new here that gives me any reason to expect something to change. I still believe that this will, you know, this too shall pass, right? This impasse will be resolved at some point. It's just that I don't know when and I don't know how, and this speech didn't give any more information or lead me to believe anything about the answer to those questions.
Chris Mooney is the director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. Chris, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Niall.